Chris Kamecki. I know that the picture had me with blonde hair. I just want to clarify I'm still the same person. Just want to make sure you guys know it's still me. Anyway, thank you, Mr. Hall, for that awesome introduction and for your hospitality yesterday. We had such a great time. What an adventure being in Utah, yeah? You guys are adventurous. You guys are fun around here. I got my shoes dirty and everything. It was such an experience. So anyway, but jumping into Legal Shield, just to give you my quick background, I got started here when I was 19. I actually had four jobs. I was full-time in college. A friend of mine asked me if I was open to an opportunity. Given my situation, what do you guys think I said? You guys are smarter than me. I said no. I actually said no about 7 times. I reluctantly went out to a presentation like this on the 7th time, and you know, I sat in the seats with my arms folded, determined to not like what I saw, and by the end, I was on the edge of my seat, completely in smiles. The service was something I definitely could use, but more importantly, the opportunity just made sense. So I got started, made about $1,300 in my first 30 days. Fast forward, I went from 4 jobs to no job. Legal Shield kept me alive, and I'll tell you the rest of the story later. But there we are today, fast forward, okay? So jumping through it. But here's what I love. So some of the best business models of today, they're simple, disruptive, noble, and they're not easily duplicated. And they have an app. Do you guys remember what this is? Taxi cab, right? I've ridden in one taxi cab one time, and I was scared to death. So then they put this on our phone, right? You tap the button, and a car comes with some stranger that you don't know that's not part of a certified company. I was also terrified the first time I took this. So moving on, right? That didn't make my life easier, but maybe for some people. You guys remember Blockbuster? Hard to find these days. Now you can just, you know, Netflix, watch videos on your phone, making your life easier and more accessible, okay? This is a hotel, Airbnb, making people's lives easier. These are books. Anybody here still have books? Yes, me too. I like to actually read pages, but I can order them faster through Amazon, so that has made it easier. Now, let's talk about the legal profession. Has anyone here ever thought about calling an attorney and then changed their mind when they realized it was going to cost them? Right? It always sounds like a good idea. Or you go on Facebook and you ask your friends their opinion because none of them are attorneys, right? It's typically what people do these days. But why is that? Because it's expensive, typically unresponsive, and unaccountable. And so here we have our disruptive innovation, making it simpler, easier, and more accountable. So I want you guys to practice really quickly. You're all Legal Shield members, and we're going to practice calling our law firm, okay? So if you have your phone, or you can fake like you have your phone, here's what we're going to do. Okay, ready? Boop. Law firm. Okay? Let's try it one more time because some people maybe thought it was too complicated, right? Boop. Law firm. So easy, right? Making it so much easier for everyone. Now let's get into the history really quickly because I'm sure some of you would like to know if we're real, right? We've been around since 1972. That's pretty good, right? Here's what's even better. 4.6 million lives across the United States and Canada already protected. So what does that mean? That means we're not here to say, hey, this may work. We want you to try it out. We're saying, no. It absolutely works. We know it. We're just inviting you to now have it as part of your life, right? We have law firms all across the country in all 50 states. So let's say hypothetically, being over here, I had a legal situation in Utah, right? I get a situation where I'm here for Super Saturday. Well, I'm in California. Awesome thing is I can actually get access to the Utah law firm just in case something were to happen. Anywhere I travel and go, you now have access, okay? We provide the dedicated law firm as seen on Forbes, Yahoo, CNBC, Bloomberg, and the Better Business Bureau. So again, not here to say, hey, this may work. This does work, and here's all the people that say great things about us, okay? Just to let you guys know. So what's our purpose? To protect and empower, to provide equal access, justice, opportunity that every North American deserves and expects. And also to promote peace of mind and teach life-transforming skills, right? Those are pretty noble things, right, for a company to offer. It doesn't say our goal is to make the company super, super rich and people not to have good service, right? It's the complete opposite. It's about the customer and the individual. So let's just be participation-oriented here. Raise your hand if you've ever signed a contract or a document, ever been treated unfairly, received a traffic ticket or should have on your way here. Some people came in late, right? Need to update your will, been a victim of identity theft, been worried about it, love your family and kids, right? All of these things are reasons why you need Legal Shield. So let's jump into it. This is the app on your phone. You can have access to that, okay? But what you get, personal legal advice. So you can pick up the phone and call your attorney for anything. I'm going to tell you guys an interesting story really quick. Now, I don't want you to judge me at any part of this story, okay? I just want to preface that. Anybody ever gone in for jury duty? Have you been excited about it? Okay, I was. I was excited to go to jury duty. So I go in and I go through the metal detector, and it's not TSA, so you don't have to take your shoes off, right? But my shoes alarm it. The officer says, ma'am, I need you to take your shoes off. I need you to put them through the conveyor belt. He's getting very aggressive. It's 7:30 in the morning. I said, no problem. I took my shoes off, went through the belt. He took my shoes and threw them to the end. Right, ladies? Right? Already, you're like, you're feeling me right now, right? So he throws my shoes, and I said, sir, not quite sure why you did that. I had a few, you know, choice words with him, and I said, forget it. I'm going to go sign in for jury duty. So I sign in, and I'm heated. I'm trying to post it on Facebook. I'm so upset, right? And then I realize I actually could call my attorney about this, right? I'm going to need some information on this gentleman. So I go back down, and I said, sir, I need to know your name and your badge number or whatever. And he said, it's right here. Why do you need that? I said, well, my attorney's going to want to know when he writes a letter about you harassing me today. And he said, you harassed me. And then he said, I'm going to have you arrested. I am in the courthouse, guys, for jury duty, okay? And I was like, oh, really? So he picks up a phone. He says, hey, this woman's down here, and, you know. And I'm like, all right, so you guys see this here? Emergency legal access, right? So I call the emergency line, and they said, are you being arrested or detained? And I said, well, I don't know yet. Just stay on the line. I think I might be. I don't know, right? So they never came and found me, although I saw some people talking and looking at me, and I was like, okay, well, anyway. So I left jury duty. I didn't get picked. I got a phone call, though, from my law firm later, and they said, hey, you called the emergency line today. We just want to make sure everything was okay. And I said, yeah, everything's okay. I told them what happened. Officer kind of chuckled. He goes, I don't mean to laugh at you. And he said, but that was a really bad situation. And he's like, it could have escalated. I'm glad it didn't. He said, here's what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to write a letter, but I'm going to actually write it as if it's coming from you. And I said, okay, that's fine. So he ghost wrote this letter for me. And it took responsibility for saying some choice words to the officer, which is fine. But we sent it off, and I actually got a call from the sheriff a few days later, and he thanked me for writing this letter. He said that he went down and reprimanded the gentleman. You know, the guy's retired. He has the worst job there, you know, whatever the story was. But the sheriff said, you know, I appreciate you taking the time. And I almost told him that I didn't, that it was my attorney. But anyway, he said I could call him anytime I need something. Now, that's a good thing to have in your back pocket, right? Just in case. So I've already covered two areas there, right? Personal legal advice, but also having a letter written on your behalf. Contract and document review. Before you sign anything, have your attorney review it. I run an event planning business, and I have them not only write up my contracts, but have them review every one of them. Because I don't want to be at the end of the day where I didn't understand the lingo and put myself in a worse situation, right? I know that's happened to people all the time. But look, IRS audit review as well. So if you're ever audited, you get the attorney's help to go to that audit for you. That's pretty scary. Anybody ever been audited? Whew, right? You guys know it's much better having somebody legally on your side than going by yourself. And then civil trial defense. If you're ever named in a lawsuit, so if you're ever sued. Now, here's what's crazy. In my event business, I write a blog. I downloaded a picture from Google. I put it on my blog. I got an email from a company that said I owe them $500 that they were going to sue me. And I'm thinking, well, this is fun, right? Another chance to use my legal plan. Now, mind you, that portion of the service goes up every single year, whether you use it or not. So at this point, I had about 300 hours already built up in case they did sue me. So I ended up calling the attorney, got the advice I needed. When I contacted the company, they said, oh, well, you involved your attorney. Now you owe us $1,500 or we're coming after you. As if that was supposed to scare me even further, right? It ended up that when they received the letter from my law firm basically telling them they didn't have a situation, they decided to not sue me. So I still haven't used that portion yet, but I am so ready when it happens, right? I'm so ready for it. Family domestic services, uncontested divorce, name change, adoption, those things are covered after 90 days. So if you're in the room right now and you're thinking some other ways about your spouse, wait 89 more days, okay? Some of you got that, some of you didn't, right? All right, consultation. Anybody ever had a traffic ticket? Right, there's a few of you. That's actually a large number. What's going on here, guys? What's going on in Utah? Look, how do you handle the tickets if you're not in Legal Shield, right? You go to traffic court, you go to, you know, online traffic school, you pay it and you take the fines. I recently got a ticket crossing the Bay Bridge. I was in traffic. It was a Friday morning, and I'll tell you guys, I was actually happy to be in traffic because I don't get that way often. I work from home, right? So I'm excited to be with everyone else, and I'm zipping around in my BMW, okay? And I had the music playing maybe a little too loud, but anyway, I pull up and I'm driving and I see sirens and I'm thinking, He's not after me, so I pull over. He follows me. I'm like, well, this is getting strange. So then he gets on the blowhorn and says, ma'am, you need to pull over. I'm like, that's rude, I think. So I think, I don't need you to talk to me on the freeway, okay? So he pulls me over, and he says, you were kind of speeding, but you were also following too closely, right? Most of you have never heard an officer tell you you were kind of speeding. It's either you were or you weren't. Well, I kind of was, apparently. So he says, you were following too closely. He writes me a ticket for it. I said, no problem. I uploaded it right through my app to my law firm. Law firm told me, hey, you know, this is a ticket they actually don't like you to get away with. They prefer to get you in trouble for it. He said, but let me see what I can do. He said, I'm going to have you send in your bail, which it was a $238 ticket. He said, send it in with the letter that I write. Let's see what happens. And I said, okay, but if I'm found guilty, then what do I do? And he said, well, if that happens, then we'll just go to court. I said, great, we can keep fighting it. This is going to be fun. So it ends up, I send it in, and I was found not guilty, case dismissed, got a letter back, got a check back from Alameda County for the $238, and I am still a safe driver thanks to Legal Shield. All right, how many people here have their will? How many people need to still get their will done? How many of you are married? How many of you love yourself? Okay, how many of you have children? How many of you love your children? All right, these are all reasons we need to get a will done, okay? If you put your hand down to loving your spouse, I hope they weren't next to you, okay? I didn't notice who was who, but I'm just saying. All right, look, you can get your estate planning done. You can do a prenuptial agreement if you need to. Basically, you can prepare your life plan. Now, here's what's cool about this. Every single year that you remain a member, you can update it. So for my husband and I, when I first got together with him, I inherited 4 stepchildren. And now we've actually written our will to say that whatever kid we like more at the time of his passing or mine gets more inheritance, and the rest trickles down between the 4. And what's funnier about it, and you guys can use this, I give you permission to use it for your kids too, it actually works. Like, our daughter knows she's number 1 right now, and she's, like, trying very hard to be daddy's best friend, right? Because they know at any point we can change that around, right? But we've got our will done, our living will, and our power of attorney. So we've got everything in place, and that's for both of us. So you and your spouse are both covered with those documents. Very important to have them in place. And also, with the tap of the button, you can create it on your app. Now, emergency legal access, I already discussed, right? You can utilize that. But here, those of you that raise your hand and have kids that you like, this is important for you as a parent. Okay, because the app, your whole family is covered, okay? Children up to the age of 26 are covered if they're living with you or in college. But think about this. If your kid gets pulled over or in an auto accident and they can't call you, right, but they can call their law firm, they can get the advice they need 24/7. Doesn't matter if it's 2 a.m., doesn't matter if it's Christmas Day, they get access. Now, that's powerful, right? We've actually had our kids have to use that, and they tell us about it later, and it gives us such peace of mind knowing that it wasn't our kid in the wrong place or right time or wrong time, and that they were able to have access just like we were. So, again, that's powerful for those of you that have families, okay? Contingency cases are also covered. So if you're injured on the job or you're dealing with a situation currently, we cover those as well, which is great. And a preferred member discount. Now, the preferred member discount are things that you kind of bring upon yourself, right? If you decide to rob a bank, slap your kids, drive drunk, you can laugh because those are jokes. Guys, I hope none of you do them, right? I'm just saying if you did, right, we can cover a few more if we need to, but the preferred member discount is important as well, just in case you have a situation that needs coverage. So tap and have access and save. Now, how many people like discounts? I love discounts. I love our members' perk savings. So now, just for being a member of Legal Shield, you get access to additional savings through our members' perks program. We actually stayed in Orlando recently. We booked our hotel right near, I guess it was Disney World or whatever's right there. And our hotel was this beautiful hotel. It had a water park in it. I think we paid like $91 a night, which is great. Members' perks price, right? We didn't actually know what the price should have been. So we were talking to some people that were there. We said, hey, man, just out of curiosity, what did you pay for your room? One guy was like, man, I paid like $259 a night. And we kind of giggled. And he goes, why? What'd you guys pay? And we were like, well, we have this app on our phone, and it gets us access and discounts. And he's like, we only paid $91. The guy couldn't believe it. He said, you need to send me that. I don't know what it is, but I need to check it out. I got a big family. I need to save some money, right? That's powerful. And that's just a perk. It could be the forward perk for you, or it could be the back-end perk. However you use it, you know, save yourself some money. So, again, who's covered? Your entire family's covered. So you, your spouse, and or domestic partner. Not spouse and domestic partner. It's and or in your situation, right? Never married dependent children. If they're full-time students, dependent children under the age of 18. And here's what I love. Physically and mentally disabled children living at home for the life of the membership, okay? They're covered for the life of the membership. So let's talk about this. Which would you choose? $250 an hour for an attorney, right? Most people probably not, right? Especially if you get a $238 ticket, you're not going to spend $250 to get it taken care of. But what if you could get that for about a dollar a day, right? Better coverage, again, for your family. And if you have a large family, take that and break it down. It's like pennies a day to cover your entire family, right? So now let's talk about identity theft. How many people have been a victim of identity theft? Those of you not raising your hand just don't know it yet. I hate to break it to you, right? Your information is out there, and it's probably being compromised daily, to be quite honest. But now you can get protection. Again, we have a mobile app for that that covers you, gives you up-to-date alerts. I love this because look at this. Crime and types of identity theft. Most people don't know about these things, right? Tax return identity theft, medical identity theft, driver's license fraud, criminal in character. And truthfully, you're guilty until proven innocent, right? It's sort of a backwards situation when it comes to identity theft. But now with our service, we're going to monitor everything about you that matters. Here's what's great. We're not just going to monitor your bank and your social and your credit, okay? Because those are simple things, and a lot of companies do offer that type of coverage. We're actually going to go even further. We're going to monitor your date of birth. We're going to monitor up to 10 email addresses, up to 10 phone numbers, your passport, your driver's license, right? Any mailing addresses you've had. We're going to cover everything about you that matters, because what thieves are doing now is they'll take your date of birth with your address, with your name and her social, and now we have a whole new person, right? And you never can find out because it's not the whole thing. Well, with our service, they're monitoring everything about you. And they're giving you a licensed private investigator in case your identity is ever compromised. Let me tell you how this portion works. So I had a gentleman who got the service. He's about 70 years old. And he called me excited one day, and he said, "Hey, Krista, I found out I have a credit card in Florida." And I was like, okay. I didn't understand why we were excited, but I was like, sure. And he said, the service found out for me. He said, ID Shield notified me of this credit card. They were the only ones that were able to find it. And I said, okay. And he said, but they went further and actually got me an investigator. Come to find out, his medical records were stolen from a hospital in Oakland, which is about 30 minutes from where he lives. They duplicated the credit card number on file in his medical records and were running it up $7,000 worth out in Florida. But because they weren't mailing it to his home address, they didn't, you know, there was no way of him knowing. It's not like he checks his credit all the time. And then he said they actually found out that there was another breach on more of his medical information that they were investigating and restoring for him. Now, can you imagine that being you, right? You go and you find out that all of a sudden maybe your retirement is being siphoned because you have this IRS tax issue that you didn't know about, right? Or you go to the hospital to get medical coverage and you find out you don't have it anymore because somebody's taken it and changed all the information on it and it's no longer you. This is reasons why you need to have identity theft. There's no way of stopping it, right? My dad, he likes to take the cowboy approach. He's like, I change my debit card every 6 months so nobody can get me. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And I said, I had to educate him. I said, anywhere that you've ever worked, anywhere you ever filled out a form, any loan you've ever asked for, like all of that information's out there, Dad, which means at any point somebody can take it and all of a sudden just duplicate it. It doesn't matter that they didn't take your bank account. It matters if they took your social, your passport, your driver's license, all the other stuff, right? That's what's important. So you can get that type of protection here with Legal Shield, and we do whatever it takes as long as it takes to restore your identity. All right, now let's talk about the price point here, okay? We have our legal plan. We have our identity theft plan. You can protect an entire family for less than $50 a month. Again, if you have a large family, let's say you got 8 kids. You break the 50 down by 8, what is that, 20 cents a day to cover your family? I mean, come on, or per kid? Like, right? Think about it, right? But here's what's better, $49.90. Now, think about this. If you were to add another cable box to your cable, would the price go up, stay the same, or go down? Go up, right? If you were to add a driver to your car insurance, would the price go up, stay the same, or go down? Goes up. If you were to add somebody to your medical insurance, would it go up, stay the same, or go down? Goes up. What about if you add another cell phone line to your cell phone plan and get the coverage for your cell phone, right, your cell phone insurance? It's going to go up, right? Now, be honest. Is anybody paying less than $150 a month for cable? Not even in Utah. Really? Okay. All right. What about your cell phone, right? It's in the upwards of 100 plus, okay? These are things we can't possibly live without on a month-to-month basis, right? But for $49.90, we're telling you how you can protect your family with a legal plan and protect their identity, okay? Children under 18 are covered, spouses are covered on identity theft. But think about this. If you go to use your insurance and they won't do something that you've asked them to do, who do you call? Customer no service, right? Okay? What if you go to have something done with your car insurance and they say, oh, well, we don't do that, right? Who do you call? Again, customer no service. But now, as a Legal Shield member, you can call Legal Shield and level the playing field. I've used the service over 100 times in 13 years, not because I'm a criminal, but I believe in, you know, protecting my rights, right? I believe in calling and finding out and getting reinforcement if I need it. And for 50 bucks, even at 19 when I got started, I could figure out how to pay for that, right? I stopped going to Starbucks every day and made coffee at home, and all of a sudden I had this magic extra money in my bank, right? Amazing. But look, if you're an individual, it's even better. $24.95 for the legal plan, $9.95 to protect yourself with identity theft. So I love this product. It would be the one thing I'd never be without. If they let me cancel auto insurance, health insurance, I would, 100%. 100%. Because all of those things I've had to use it for. But I could go on and on. Like I said, I've used it 100 times. I've got way more entertaining stories. Some are great. Some are not so great. I will tell you, though, out of 100 times, there was only one time they told me I was wrong. That's pretty cool, actually. And I was like, okay, well, I kind of knew it. I just wanted to know. You know, because it didn't cost me anything to call and ask, so I figured I would. But anyway, but some of you came here today because you heard there was some money to be made, right? You came out because you were like, I heard these cool people are here, and they're going to teach me how I can make a whole bunch of money, and that legal plan sounds really nice, but tell me what I came here to see. And that's okay. I get to intro you and tell you about all the great stuff we offer, and then I get to bring up a gentleman that has made a ton of money, that loves the money side of things and really loves helping people and showing them how they can get started and have an incredible lifestyle as well. So with that, help me welcome up my husband, Mikhail Mecki, to close us on the second half.
Right. Morning. How's everybody doing? How the rest of y'all doing? Okay, even better. Just checking. Oh, can we give my wife, Krista, make a round of applause, please? Great job, right? Good. Okay. Got him? See, that's why I got my brother right here up front. Give a round of applause to Dave Hall, right? Fixing my coat after he almost killed me yesterday. So, I'm just kidding. We had a great time. Took us up four-wheeling and did a whole bunch of stuff and probably got a little wild out there racing through the mud. And then it started hailing on us at the top of the mountain. That was fun, right? In the summertime, hail. Imagine that, right? So, first time for everything. But excited to be here and been here a few times and really love the environment. I love the area. I love the culture more than anything. I got to say it. I travel all over the country, all over the world, and it's just, every time I come here, it feels like family. It's just everybody is embraces you. The only other place I've ever felt that type of love was the island of Hawaii, and that's kind of their theme, so they have to be nice. I mean, it really is. Like, they just, you know, aloha state. But here, it's wonderful. So it's awesome to be here with you all. And I'm excited because I got a chance to just, I'm just share a little bit with you about some information somebody shared with me a handful of years ago. And I'll just give my quick backstory, if you will. Because when I first took a look at this opportunity, I had a job. Does anybody else have a job in the room? Anybody? Right, rest of y'all just rich? I know I'm in Utah now. Y'all got money, right? Right? Anybody ever wanted to have a job? Anybody ever quit a job? Anybody got hands? Okay, I'm just saying, because some of y'all wouldn't go raise your hand no matter what I said. Like, I do have a hand. I see it. Thank you. Anyway, so that's where I was. I had a full-time job in corporate America, and I loved what I did. But, you know, I found myself, you know, just looking for extra money, trying to find a way to make some extra. And so I started doing these little things on the side, trying to open up small businesses. But everything I did took me further away from my family. And so I was kind of frustrated. I was 26 years of age at the time. You know, like I said, my wife said, you know, I was married with five children because I have a stepson as well. So, you know, five kids at home. And, you know, I know for y'all, that's like a starter family. I know. I got it, right? But I'm going for at least two more. So I've got five now. Let me at least go for seven so I can, you know, be with y'all. But I'm trying, right? I'm trying, Dave. Anyway, but here's the thing. So with the kids, I got tired of always saying, wait till my next paycheck. Because they would say, hey, Dad, I want to do this. Wait till my next paycheck. Hey, I want that. Wait till. I got tired of saying that to my children. Or they wanted to do something like go to Disneyland or Disney World. And I remember specifically we went to Disneyland this one time, not Disney World, because that's expensive. You got to fly there. Disneyland, you could drive from California. So we went to Disneyland, and I remember we were there, and we were in Disneyland with my children, and my daughter, who was a baby at the time, she's like four, she wanted to go to California Adventure, which is next door. And you're walking into Disneyland, if you look to the left, it's California Adventure. And so, you know, she wanted to go there. I said, oh, we'll see. And at the end of the day, right, you know, I had, you know, you get these alerts on your phone with your bank account balance. At the end of the day, I started getting alerts and my bank account balance was low. And when you got kids and you're trying to get to another park and it's $100 a ticket, that's not going to happen. And so I found myself having to lie to a 4-year-old, right? Now, I know this is horrible, but I did it. I'm telling the truth. I lied. I said, oh, baby, they're not finished building that yet. So I told her, right? Because I had to say something. I couldn't say, hey, dad is broke. I couldn't say that. I had to lie. And I remember going home that trip. Man, I got to do something different. I've been working jobs since I was 14 years of age, and I haven't found financial freedom yet. I've got to do something different. So I came back home. I started looking for something, and a friend of mine called me about Legal Shield. He said, hey, man, you got to take a look at this thing. It's this business opportunity. Man, you can make some extra money. What I told him, I said, no. It wasn't packaged in the package I wanted it. I was asking God to send me an opportunity. He sent me an opportunity, but I said, no, I wanted a job. I wanted him to send me $150,000 a year salary at a cushy job. That's what I wanted. And God was like, no, I ain't got that for you. And I was like, well, then I don't want nothing. And he's like, well, then be broke. That's not the conversation, but it kind of went that way, okay? I don't know if God really talks like that, but that's kind of what it said to me. So here's the thing. Here's what happened, though. So for a year, I didn't get started in Legal Shield. For a year, I kept trying to do other things to make money, right? Just like some of y'all. Y'all got a job, and now you do other things. You Uber or Uber Eats, or you do this, you do that, side jobs. You sell stuff on Let Go or whatever that other thing, Poshmark, right? It's more of a woman thing. I don't understand Poshmark. But y'all do all that stuff, right? In the name of what? Making extra money. But how much extra time is it taking you to make the extra money? I was spending more time trying to make money than I was making money. And so I finally decided to take a look because the gentleman who I told that this business would never work, he actually made about $60,000 his first year part-time. So I told him it wouldn't. He made 60 grand in the thing that I told him wouldn't work. So at that time, do you think he had my attention? Right? I was like, I know. He had my attention. I was like, I'm in. Sign me up. Now, here's the cool part about the story. My first 3 weeks, I didn't make any money. How many of y'all know if you don't do nothing, you don't get nothing? Do y'all know that? Right? Okay. That's what happened. I didn't make no money my first 3 weeks. And I remember going to an event like this, and it was a Saturday morning, and I went to an event, and there was a gentleman in front of the room by the name of Darnell Self. And I had never really met him before, and I sat there and listened to him, and he started talking about how he was making, you know, $30,000 a month. Now, that's way back then. If he made $30,000 a month, now he'd go crazy, right? He's way beyond that. But back then, that was good money for him back then, 30 grand a month. And I'm listening to his story, and I'm sitting in the audience, I'm taking notes, and I'm going, man, that man ain't making no $30,000 a month. A month? That's $1,000 a day, man. So I was like, I got to talk to this dude. So afterwards, I sat down with him, and I said, look, how are you making $30,000 in a month selling this little product? It didn't make sense to me. And then he sat me down and he showed me a system. And I'll share that in the training later on, but he showed me a system. So I went home and I tried. I said, I'm going to try to do what he told me to do. That weekend, I made $600. So I got started on a Saturday. By Monday, I had already earned $600. Just that fast. Right? And I didn't even work that hard. I was just sharing a service. How many people agree that people need legal services in America? And people need identity theft. So I didn't do anything. I just shared a service with people that they already needed anyway. See, I was in my mind trying to figure out how am I going to convince people they need this service. You don't have to convince people they need something that they already know they need. It's like asking somebody if they're thirsty when they already want water, right? All you got to do is hand them the water, they'll drink it. It's the same thing here. So that first weekend, I made about $600. That first month, I made $2,200. Now, you got to understand something. I don't know how it feels to be rich. I you know what I'm saying? We got good money. Don't get me wrong. But some of y'all, you know, you're wealthy. You got it. But at that point in my life, I felt rich. Because at the end of the month of paying my bills, I had an extra $2,000 in my bank account. And it felt good. I was like, wow, I wasn't used to extra. I was used to living on the line. And I made good money. I was making 50, 60 grand a year. But in California, it's 50, 60 grand a year. You broke. Like, seriously, they just came out with a report that said if you make less than $114,000 a year in San Francisco, you're below the poverty level. That's real stuff. Trust me. So the $2,000 was great. The next month I made a little bit more. My first year I averaged about $6,000 a month in Legal Shield on a part-time basis. I was excited about that. Okay? So long story short, we made over $1 million. Now here we go. All right. So how do we make money? We talk to people, right? We tell people about the service, right? Does anybody tell people about movies? Right? We do it all the time. And so if you tell somebody about a movie, you don't get paid for that, but you do it for the love of the game. Think about some of the word-of-mouth companies. Facebook, they don't pay you anything. Uber, right? They don't pay you anything. I mean, think about Uber, right? How did you even start using Uber? Anybody, how did you use Uber? How did you use Uber for the first time? Somebody told you about it. Larry Smith told you about it. Somebody told you about it, right? Or somebody sent you the app. And then what happened? You got the app. if you were like me and sat on your phone for months. Matter of fact, I'll be honest with you, I vowed never to take Uber. Because I just wanted to have like some thing that I could say I did that nobody else did. So my thing in life was, I want to be the last person alive to ever take Uber. I go. I used to travel the country, say it all the time in front of the room. Whenever this slide would come up, I was like, some of y'all are taking that. I'm never going to do it. Because I vowed to never do it. And then one day, my wife refused to pick me up. I know I'm making it like a bad person, but it's not really that bad. Okay, she was at dinner with the family. I had been flown in from an event. I was at Oakland Airport. She was in downtown Oakland. And she said, look, you know, she said, I got a really good parking space. I'm right in front of the restaurant. Food is already coming, right? She said, by the time I leave to come get you, lose the parking space, the food's going to be cold. But if you get in an Uber, you'll be here by the time the food gets here. And I was like, that kind of makes sense. But I still refuse to do it, though. She said, I've already hit the button. The Uber's on the way. So I'm like, oh, my God. Now, so I walk outside. I'm like, now I got to catch this stupid Uber with a stupid driver. So I get outside, and the car pulls up. I'm like, this is a nice car. So I was like, this for me? It just pulled right in front of me. I was like, am I rich? What's going on here? Right? And then I got in. He knew my name. I was like, well, thank you, sir. And he drove me. And then he dropped me off in front. And then he didn't ask for money. I just got out, and he drove away. I was like, this is how wealthy people feel. I said, whoever invented Uber is the smartest man on the planet. I love Uber. All of y'all should catch it, right? But all she did was refer me to it. Now I take it everywhere I go. How much money has Uber made off of all the people you've referred to Uber? But they've never sent you a dime. So you're already doing what we do in Legal Shield, whether you like it or not. You're already doing it. You're referring people to stuff, right? So we pay anywhere between $60 and $280 every single time you tell somebody about Legal Shield, right? Now, of course, they got to get the membership. Don't get me wrong. I ain't saying you go tell people and you get $60. But you get my point. You tell them about it. They use it. You can make some money. Now, so when you get started as a brand new person, you're an associate, right? Everybody say associate, okay? Now, the reason I want you to understand the word associate is because it's different than being a member. Everybody should become a member. Everybody should. Everybody shouldn't become an associate because you're going to complain too much. So just stop. Don't join. But if you're okay with not complaining, then please join us. Right? Because some people join as an associate and they say nobody wants to buy from me. Well, because you ain't talking to nobody. So it's a hard relationship, okay? But if you're okay with being coached, if you're okay with us showing you how to earn extra income, then we want you to join. But if you don't want to be coached and you don't want to join, then don't join. Just become a member. Is that all right? Because it saves both of us a lot of trouble and headache, okay? Just being honest with you. But if you're okay with making anybody okay with extra money, right? And you're okay with somebody telling you how to make extra money? Like, I was at the gym this morning and there was a couple different people in the gym. Everybody was looking at their phone. So I'm nosy because I'm like, what's everybody looking at? I mean, I'm not overly nosy, but I got to see what's going on because I thought I was being left out. I kept looking, and everybody was looking at like a personal trainer app. And they were using different ones with trainers telling them what to do in the gym. Some people were using one that's just a picture. Some people were actually following a video at the same time, right? Why were they doing that? Because they want to maximize their efforts in the gym. It's the same thing in Legal Shield. Why would you want to listen to a coach? You want to maximize your efforts. See, we start you off here, but our goal is to move you up the ladder. That's our goal. And so when you join our company, as we work with you, we're going to show you how to go from just these few memberships to all of a sudden moving to these memberships right here. See, what happens is once you do 3 memberships and recruit a person or sell 6 memberships, now you make $120 every time you make a sale. Once you do 15 personal sales, or maybe you and a team do 15, so maybe you recruit 5 people, and each person does a couple of sales. Well, now you're at $140. Here's the cool thing about that. Once you hit a commission level, you continue to get paid at that commission level. So when I got started, right, I joined a company. My first weekend, I went out there, and I had a little presentation. Here's how I made $600, by the way. A little presentation at home. I was excited on a Saturday, so I went home on Saturday, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I did. I left the event on Saturday on fire. I said, I'm about to do this thing. And I started banging out the phones. I'm calling people like crazy. Oh, my gosh, what are you doing tomorrow at 2 o'clock? You've got to come to my house. I've got to show you something. Now, I didn't know how to do the presentation, but they had this little videotape that would do the presentation that lasted 30 minutes. So I figured, hey, I have some chips, dip, invite people over. They're going to come. They're going to say, what are you going to present? I'm like, nothing. Watch the tape. And that's literally what I did. I said, come on in. Watch the tape. They watched the tape. 6 out of the 13 people that showed up at my house on a Sunday, 6 people got the membership right away. Right? So for me, that would have put me right here at this position, which is kind of what happened for me. 5 people, so I made about $600 from that, but then 5 said, I'll do what you do. Because they said, I can show a videotape. I can invite people to my home and have a home party. I have people over the house all the time. And all I got to do is let them see the information. And so what happened for them is they got started. They so very quickly, we had over 15 memberships, and then we moved to 25 memberships. So as you move to memberships, you start to grow in the company. Now, these are all one-time positions. So once you're a director, you stay a director. So once you and your team hit 100 memberships, you're at $190 every time you make a sale. See, at this point, you can really predict your income. I mean, think about it. If you make 10 sales at $190 a sale, how much did you just make? $1,900, right? Come on, I know they teach good math in Utah. If you make 10 sales at $190 a sale, how much did you make? $1,900. And the reason I'm asking you to repeat it back to me is I want you to understand the comp plan. Don't ever join a company how you get paid. Or if you get paid pennies. Don't do that. You're wasting your time. I want you to see how powerful this is. 10 sales, you made $1,900? Look, my son works at a shoe store. Right, he makes 10 sales, he's still going home with $150. Still, no matter how good he does, he can make 20 sales, 30 sales. He's making $150 for the day. He's not walking away with $1,900 in sales, right? But he still works at the shoe store for some strange reason. But anyway, my point is, you can make a lot of money doing it. Does that make sense, everybody? All right, good. Let's move on. Now, you can also make money by helping people. Look, how many folks around you or your family members that are looking for extra money? Do you know people like that? Share with them how they can do this. Because here's what's powerful. Let's say that you're a manager for the sake of example. As a manager, you make about $140 every time you share a membership, $140. So being a manager is a cool position, right? Because you have all the income of a manager, but not the responsibility. So it's not like a manager at the store where you got to open and close and do the cash register. Here, you got a title, but you still have your same freedom. So you go out and market a membership. But here's how this works. Let's say as a manager, is it Francis? I'm going to use Francis. So give Francis a round of applause. Francis is a manager, right? Use Francis as an example, right? But then Francis recruits me, and I'm in Oakland. He recruits me, I'm in Oakland. So he calls me up. I'm a friend of his. And all of a sudden, what college did you go to, Francis? What college did you go to? Oh, it's a business college. Okay, because I didn't go to college, so I'm just going to use yours as mine. Okay, so we went to business college together, okay? And he called. He hasn't seen me in 10 years. He called and said, Mikhail, remember me? We went to business college together. I'm like, oh, yeah, we went to business college together. I remember you. He said, look, I got involved with something. You want to take a look? He sends me his website. I say, man, I'm in. I join. I go out and start marketing some memberships. Let's say that I make $60 every time I sell a membership. So I'm in Oakland. I sell a membership. I make $60. Well, because he introduced me, Francis is going to get paid an override every time I sell a membership. Now, he's not in Oakland selling the memberships. I'm selling the memberships. But I sell a membership and make $60, but the company's going to send him $20 and $20, so he makes $40. If I go sell 10 memberships, he makes $400 because he recruited somebody in Oakland and went out and sold 10 memberships. You see, all of a sudden, he's right here in Utah, but now he has a business partner and a franchise basically in another state. What if he introduces somebody in Atlanta? What if he introduces somebody in Texas, in New York? All of a sudden, see, here's what happened for me. My first year, my business was in 19 different states in the first 12 months of my business, and I was getting paid from all those states. Because of this concept right here. Does that kind of make sense to everybody? All right, good stuff. So we'll move along. Now, you can clap for that. Thank you, one person. I appreciate that. Because I didn't want them to be alone. Y'all left them alone. All right, here you go. This is the power of leveraged income. And this is the thing that really made the difference. I have some friends that are very wealthy, just like I know some of you all do as well. And all of my wealthy friends have a network. They understand leveraged income. They're not wealthy because they just work 80 hours a week and it's just all about them. They do other things and understand. See, at a job, and I had to learn this because I loved my job. But you remember when you got your first good paying job? Anybody remember that? Right? Like, I remember my first good paying job. I was 19 years of age. I was getting paid $36,000 a year. And I was like, man, I'm rich. Right? And it was good money. $36,000 a year, no kids, was great. But then 2 years later, I was married with two kids, and then I was broke. Right? Because you had two kids at $36,000, you might as well just stay home, right? It was no money. And so I just found myself looking for more income. And so I kept working the job, and every year I kept working the job, but the income wasn't changing. It wasn't growing as fast as I would like it to. And so I had to find something different. See, understand, here you have leveraged income. See, year one, you build your business. Let's say it's only five people on your team. You may think you're a failure. Now, by the way, this doesn't have to be years. This could be months. Because this is kind of how my business grew, right? I bought on about five people my first month. But then those people combined together, we had about 25 people the next month. And this is almost identical to what my numbers look like. I didn't have 3,000 people my first year, but I had close to 1,000 people the first year. 1,000 people joined the business. Why? Because of leveraged income. Now, watch what happens. Let's say that only 5% of the people on your team sell a membership. So let's say you got a lazy team. Nobody's working. 150 people on the team, But most people don't sell memberships. You only got 5%. That's 150 memberships. Would you be okay if you got paid $50 as an executive? Would you be okay with $7,500 a month of passive income? Would that be okay with anybody in the room? Right? This is huge. Look, I know people that own rental properties. They invest millions of dollars for a rental property, and they don't make $7,500 a month off the rental property. So we're talking about an asset that you now own that is spitting off cash to you every single month for you and your family. Now, we also have incentives. So we got performance club trips, and so we go on trips every single year. Some of y'all have been on, anybody been on some of those trips in the room? Right? So you all know the trips are phenomenal. We also have freedom bonuses. I love this because they give you extra cash. You can be a brand new person today, get started, right? You're going to get a bonus. When you go out there and get your first couple of memberships, we're going to pay you multiple bonuses as time goes on. Let's also talk about residual. I love residual income because it means you get paid over and over again for something you did one time. See, at my last job as a sales rep, there were people I sold to, and there were customers that came to that company. The company still retained the customers, but I no longer get paid. The only people that inherit my work are the owners of the company and their children that they pass the company along to. So I was literally working to build somebody else's residual. And if you have a job, typically that's what you're doing. With this, you build your own residual. Because just like insurance agents or people in the entertainment industry, right? People in the entertainment industry, they record a movie or a film one time and they get paid for life. On the way over here, we was on the plane with a young lady, and she's been on the Cosby Show and all that. Or actually, no, she was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Tatiana Ali, right? I'm on the plane with her, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, look at her, she's cute, she's holding her baby, but I'm laughing because I thought to myself, somewhere Fresh Prince is playing on TV right now. Somewhere in the world, and it's probably on like 100 stations at the same time. And every time it plays, she's getting paid. So no wonder she's sitting on the plane relaxing comfortably. She's like, I'm getting paid nonstop for a show I did 20 years ago. That's the power of residual. It's the same thing here. You keep getting paid over and over again. And so not only do we have a six-figure income, but my wife and I also have a six-figure residual. That means if I stop working Legal Shield right now, never sell another membership, we're going to make well over $100,000 a year for the rest of our lives, and it's willable to our children, right? That's what I love about this thing. So how much does it cost to get started? This is the best part, right? Because I get calls. I don't know, some of y'all get calls, too, about business opportunities where they want you to start something. It's $1,000. It's this much money, that much money. Lately, because people think I got money, I get calls. Is, you know, some $100,000 buy-in, $1 million to get involved with this, you know, with this business deal, that business deal, right? And so things cost money. And so to make six figures, I would have probably spent $30,000 to make $100,000 a year, because that's what most franchisees pay, right? If you own an insurance agency or you own a restaurant or a store or something like that, you're going to pay $30,000 to $50,000 to open up in hopes of making $100,000. People do that all the time. What I love about this, to get started, you don't even have to take out a loan. You just take out your credit card. It's only $99 to join Legal Shield, okay? That's it. $99. Here's where some people have a hard time. $99, let me think about this for a minute. $99. If I said, okay, here's where people have a hard time. It's $90? What? 24, 60, 80, 90? Really? It's $90. I just happened to do that. It happened to work. People have almost an aneurysm over this, trying to figure out whether or not they should join. Like they go home, they break out a calculator, they have to talk to their spouse, they got to pray, do research, look at the moon and walk backwards. And it's $99. It's this. You're going to spend this weekend without thought. You're going to go to a restaurant that has 2.5-star review, and you're still going to go when you shouldn't. Anything under 3.5 stars, you should never go. The point is, it's don't overthink this, guys. It's $99. Right. Look, you get started and you can make a little bit of money. Here's how this works. Right. Brand new person. You go out and market the membership. You market 3 memberships. You made $180. You invested $99 and made $180. If you never made any more money again, you already almost doubled your money. So you should be OK with that. But here's what I love. We're going to sweeten the pot because we're going to give you a $180 bonus. So you're going to make $360 off a $99 investment. Right. Is that good? Now, come on. $99, $360. I love this because I can help anybody get started. You know, my kids are in college now, and so we have two in college now, and with them, their friends want to get started. And I feel good saying, hey, you can join for $99. I can show you how to turn it into $360. I don't ever feel like I'm taking anything from them. I feel like I'm giving them something. because all of them are in school. They're trying to work part-time jobs and trying to study and finals and things of that nature. And I'm showing them, here's how you can make extra money without having to worry about that. My daughter, I love this opportunity because before, you know, she was working a job where sometimes she'd get home at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, she was doing hosting jobs and working with banquet facilities. And I just didn't like my baby girl, right? Coming home at 2 o'clock in the morning, it just didn't feel right. And so I love to be able to say, hey, don't do that. Here, you could do this, and now you can work from home with us. Does that make sense? So I love what we do with Legal Shield. We also have the tools to help you run your business. So we're going to give you the mobile apps, right? We have an app that helps you communicate with people that you're talking to about the business. So you can send somebody a video. You can send somebody information just by putting their information right in here and saying, hey, take a look at what we're doing. We also have apps when you join, the membership app and the identity theft app as well. All is there for you. And this right here, this is an enhanced product. You don't have to get this, but I recommend you get it. It's only an extra $19 a month. Once you become an associate, what this product is able to do for you is able to help you monitor your business, help you see what's going on in your organization, help you send out videos and all sorts of things to people and send out custom emails, and they're sent out in a timely manner. So even if you forget, it'll send it out for you to communicate with the people you're talking to. So it literally is almost like having a personal assistant in your hand. It does a lot of stuff for you, so it's a great tool as well. And then, of course, we got a track record, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we've helped over 400 people earn a six-figure income. We have 230 millionaire club members. My wife and I know for a fact we're number 177 of the 230, right? So I'm excited to be a part of that group. Thank you. It's a great thing. They give us a pin, and right? So it's pretty cool, right? So we got all this money and all these great people here. So here's what I'm going to do. There's some folks in the room that have had massive success as well. They're sitting right here around you. And so we've just asked for a few testimonials to come up front and just share their story real quick. So if you're one of the executives or one of the testimonials that normally comes up at a briefing, if you wouldn't mind coming up and just share your testimonial with us for a moment. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Deanne Foster, and my background is that I was a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschooled my kids. And when my youngest finished her high school studies, I wanted to stay productive, so I thought it would be really fun to go get a job. So I went out and looked, and I did. I found a job, a part-time job, and it was really super fun and exciting for about 2 weeks. And it was around that time that I saw this information, and I saw an incredible opportunity, an incredible vehicle to help my husband and me dust off some of those dreams that we had long since tucked away. You know, working in this business that first month, maybe about an hour a day, made about $1,000, and that was way better than a part-time job.
Hi, I'm Deanne also, Deanne DeBell, and I've always been in the legal field as a paralegal and in many years as a court reporter. I saw people come into court without representation, and they never won. So when the neighbor around the corner showed me the same information you saw today, I was in. Everybody in America needs this membership. And my husband and I were busy, no time for each other. We'd pass each other in the airport. So I'm so grateful. This business has provided time freedom. I can set my own schedule, make as much money as I want. I am rock solid.
My name is George Wilkins, and my background is corporate America, where I had the corner office, the windows, the alarm codes, the keys, the expense account, the car. Broke at a higher level is where I was about 19 years ago. The information that was shared with you today was shared with me then. It's given me the opportunity to do what I want, when I want. So my biggest goal right now is having the time and the income to be able to spoil our grandkids so much they love us more than their own parents. We love Legal Shield.
Good morning. My name is Damian Cheever. I make my home in Boise, Idaho, and at the end of 2008, so just over 9.5 years ago, I got started with Legal Shield because a friend of mine introduced me because things were bad in the mortgage business at the time. And so I was hoping to make some extra money, and my second month in the business, I was able to make an extra $1,500. And all of a sudden, it became my full-time focus. Fast forward a couple of years, we're making over $100,000. But the best part is not the money we make, it's the money we get to help other people make. Last month, Mr. Mecki went over the bonus that you get. You know, in your first 20 days, last month we had three people all earn an extra $180 in their first couple of weeks, all because they chose to get started. And my privilege to introduce my mentor in this business, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Dave Hall.
All right. Good morning. My background is I don't have a high school diploma. I don't have a GED. I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Legal Shield. And we, too, just started part-time, 5-10 hours around a week around a very busy schedule. Within a few months, it was paying us more than our jobs. We transitioned and went full-time with Legal Shield. Our second year, we made a six-figure income. They give you a beautiful ring, makes it look like you won the Super Bowl when you make a six-figure income. But I also have this ring, which means I don't see the money that comes from this ring over here. Fast forward 7 years, we were inducted into the Millionaires Club. We'd made $1 million here with this company. And looking back at my previous place of employment, it would have taken me 55 and a half years to earn $1 million there. And I hated going to work. I love being a stay-at-home dad.
Wow. Good stuff. Awesome. And, you know, I love the testimonials because these are real people from right here. And so, yeah, they flew us in here to share this information today. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to share with you, just some of the things that we've learned along the way to earn income. But these are real stories. This is what really happens to people when they join. Some folks make it a little faster than other people, but it depends on where they're coming from, their background. Maybe you already have a background that gets you in a position where you're going to move a lot faster than somebody else who's just kind of new to this world of sales or the world of sharing or however you want to put it. So I can just tell you for myself and my family, when we got started, we had no idea this was going to be $1 million. We didn't join for that. Honestly, we joined because we just wanted to get started with something, you know, to help our families and make a little extra money. And then after my mom got started and got involved, she started to build her business very quickly. And then a couple other people got involved in the community. And all of a sudden, we just started seeing all the smiles on people's faces. And then all of a sudden, new cars started popping up. And people started dressing differently. And we started talking about where we were going to vacation. It was like, hey, let's go on the map and let's see where we're going to go. And people just started to live life, not worried about money, but enjoying the world. Does that kind of make sense? Right, we stopped making decisions. You know, we stopped going to the restaurant and always ordering the chicken. Right, you know, because that's the cheapest thing on the menu typically. You're like, I think it's like, no, we're gonna go with the AQ. Which, right, I still don't really know what that means. But when it says, you know, crab and it's AQ, and I'm like, I want that. Right. So all of a sudden, life began to change and our choices changed. And so today, if you decide to get started with us, stick around for the training. When we wrap up, we're gonna just take a quick short break, and we're gonna come back. We're gonna give you some concrete things you can go out to do to make money. And these are not hypotheticals. Right? I'm not going to tell you, oh, I think you can do. This is what we know you can do. I don't care if you're part-time, full-time somewhere, you're looking for an extra income. I'd say my first year, 60 grand, I probably worked Legal Shield 10 hours a week max. Most weeks it was 5 hours a week to make $60,000. And it's not because I'm a genius. It's because I was taught a system and I worked it smart. And I taught that same system to enough people, and all of a sudden my income shot to over $15,000 a month because a bunch of people took the same 5 to 10 hour a week system and just applied it to their lives. So, no, we don't work hard. We just work smart. Does that make sense to everybody? Great. So we appreciate y'all coming out. Once again, $99 started if you want to join the business. Get the membership as well if you want to get the membership. You'll get back with the person that invited you out. If you want to stick around for the training, we'll come right back up in just a moment. We'll get to our training, and we'll have a lot of fun today. Take care. God bless. We'll see y'all in a second.
Dreaming of bigger dreams and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes-er, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder. Thunder.
Thunder.